Hey, everybody, welcome to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. We'll be here with a new episode for you right after this quick note. Bet Online continues to be your number one source for all of your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the top player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your mobile or desktop devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. My name is James Williams. Just coming in here with a quick episode for you guys. It was reported earlier today that UCLA Football is indeed going to hire Eric Bieniemy as the new offensive coordinator and associate head coach for UCLA. Now, it is interesting because Eric does have ties to Southern California and to UCLA specifically. He was a running backs coach from 2003 to 2005 during the Carl Durrell era, when Carl Durrell was the head coach of the Bruins. Eric Bieniemy also has experience as a recruiting coordinator for UCLA back during that 2005 season. So that does make things a little interesting from that standpoint. But obviously, it is a significant hire just from the standpoint of what Eric is going to bring to the offense. I believe he's going to bring in a West Coast offense, but more importantly, he's going to bring experience as someone who's called plays, as he did last year for the Washington Commanders, but also has a bunch of experience under guys like Andy Reid, who are going to kind of, you know, he's going to be able to kind of bring in to this UCLA offense that is going to be returning several guys, such as J. Michael Sturdivant, the standout wide receiver. You're also going to have running back T.J. Harden, and of course, quarterback Ethan Garbers. Ethan Garbers did appear to be happy with the hire. As I kind of scroll here through Twitter, Garbers did say that it's time to have some fun. Just a few minutes after it was reported by ESPN that Eric Bieniemy was going to be the hire there at UCLA. It's also significant just from the standpoint of, again, as I mentioned, Bieniemy was a running backs coach there at UCLA, but was also running back himself back at his time back in high school at La Puente Bishop Almont, and also at Colorado. He was also drafted by the Chargers and played for several other NFL teams. But I do find it significant because Foster and Bieniemy both being running backs, there's going to be a lot of emphasis there, I would think, on the running game and those running backs. And T.J. Harden is going to benefit from that as one of the starters that is returning. Obviously, Carson Steele is going on and going to test the NFL draft and see where he ends up there. So that kind of leaves Harden as the solo back going forward here for UCLA. Just some quick stats on Harden. For the 2023 season, 827 yards. He did have 8 touchdowns on 156 carries. He also had 142 rushing yards. He also had 142 receiving yards and a touchdown this past season. So, I think it's going to be interesting to see how it works. And I think it's maybe even going to be a little bit of a yin and a yang here. I do remember Josh Woods telling me that Deshaun Foster, you know, if he needs to, he can get mad and have some energy behind him in that same way. But every time I've kind of seen Deshaun Foster, who's now obviously the head coach for UCLA, he's always been pretty calm, cool, and collected. The word on Eric Bieniemy is he's more of an intense guy, a guy who's going to bring some energy and is going to be fired up. And I think that's going to be kind of the opposite there, of, as I mentioned, from what Deshaun Foster is going to be. And I think they'll kind of balance each other out nicely there from that standpoint. So, it'll be interesting. Just a quick resume on what Bieniemy brought as a player. He was third in the Heisman voting back in 1990 when the Colorado went on to win the AP National Championship. He was also unanimous All-American selection and is still the current leader all time for both touchdowns and rushing yards at Colorado. So, again, just a standout guy as a football player. And now, again, on the sidelines here, I think he's going to benefit what UCLA does offensively, because he's going to bring experience that Deshaun Foster was lacking in terms of being a coordinator. Obviously, Deshaun Foster is held in high regard when it comes to running backs and the running game and whatnot. But I think having a guy that's called plays is going to be important for UCLA as they go forward here into the Big Ten. Obviously, the schedule for the first year of the Big Ten is already going to be crazy in its own right with USC, LSU, and others on the schedule. So, it's reportedly a two-year deal for Eric Bieniemy, which falls in line with the deals that were reportedly given to, or I guess the extensions that were given to guys like Jerry Neuheisel, Cody Whitfield, and Tim Drevno there. So you keep all those guys in the same range, a two-year deal. And and I think, you know, we'll see how things play out. It provides a little flexibility. Bieniemy is also the associate head coach for UCLA, or, you know, he will be whenever it becomes official. But obviously that helps with the amount of money they'll be giving him. That wasn't disclosed, but you would imagine they paid pretty well for the experience there that Bieniemy brings from being a guy in the NFL. And obviously we saw it work last year with Chip Kelly when he was the head coach, bringing in D'Anton Lynn over from the Ravens, a guy that just was far removed from anything that had to do with college football. They bring him in from the NFL and he was pretty successful. So now we'll see if Eric Bieniemy can have that same kind of successful path in his first season there with UCLA. It's going to be kind of interesting. You know, we'll kind of see what the offense is. We'll probably talk to Josh Woods a little bit more when we get to a full episode later on in the week, and he'll be able to kind of provide us with some more details on what we might be looking at in terms of the offensive scheme and whatnot for Bieniemy. But I think it's going to be pretty significant. It is pretty significant of a hire, just considering of the timeline and how far removed UCLA was just from the coaching cycle with even hiring a coach to kind of lead the Bruins. And now you're able to bring in a guy like Eric Bieniemy, who at one point in the last couple of years had been a coaching candidate for head coaching jobs in the NFL. I think he was even up for some coordinator jobs here recently after his time with the Commanders appeared to end. I believe he told ESPN that he decided to leave the job. Obviously, then head coach Ron Rivera did get fired after the NFL season concluded. So obviously that was probably part of Bieniemy and his tenure being very short-lived there with the Commanders. But obviously well-respected, as I mentioned, worked with Andy Reid, worked with Patrick Mahomes, worked with Travis Kelce, and helped on that run for two of their Super Bowls prior to this one that they won without Bieniemy there as the offensive coordinator. Obviously there's still kind of a lot of who was really calling the plays when Bieniemy was there at Kansas City. I think a lot of that was probably still Andy Reid, even though Andy Reid does say that that play calling was done by Bieniemy. Kind of remains to be seen, but I think there will be no doubt about who's calling the plays here at UCLA, and that will be Eric Bieniemy. Some other news and some other things, I guess you can kind of tie it to Bieniemy as well. As I mentioned, he was a recruiting coordinator back in 2005. Again, that was a long time ago. The college football landscape has changed quite a bit since then. But for whatever it's worth, there may still be some experience he's able to draw off of there from his time at UCLA. He's going to have the landscape figured out of in terms of what the Southern California recruiting scene is. And now he's just going to have to get up to speed with the NIL and everything else that comes with that when you're pitching and kind of trying to get a feel for what it is that the high school kids, you know, what it is that grabs their attention now as they're looking to be recruited and go through the process in this day and age compared to what it was like in 2005, because that was a whole different ballgame back in the day. Now, I do think that experience could be important. Obviously, there's still some holes on this staff that Deshaun Foster is going to have to fill out. But it looks like Darren Usher is on his way out and headed back to Oregon where he was. He was brought in about a month ago to be the GM and a guy who was supposed to help with the recruiting. You did have Ethan Young, who appears to be moving on from the program, whether he was let go, resigned. There hasn't really been an official word on that, but he's kind of cleared out his Twitter bio and changed that up. He doesn't have anything UCLA related on there anymore. And there have been reports that he was on his way out. As some of the moves that were made by Deshaun Foster in his first week or so as the head coach, Obviously, Ethan Young and Foster had worked together throughout Chip Kelly's tenure. They had both been there for the 6 years that Chip Kelly was there, and Ethan Young did come in with Chip Kelly. So it was more of a Chip Kelly guy, apparently. That doesn't mean that, you know, Foster and Young didn't get along, but with now Foster in charge, he's able to bring in his own staff, his own guys, and maybe he has someone in mind if he's ready to move on from Ethan Young at this point. I guess it goes without saying there had been some offers that were given out to recruits this past week. And obviously I'm sure Ethan Young was on his way out at that point. So I'm assuming these assistant coaches, such as the Tim Drevno and quarterbacks coach Billy Besler, maybe had the authority to go ahead and hand out some of these offers themselves without having to go through the staff and everything else the way they probably would have otherwise. So kind of interesting, something to keep an eye on as things move forward with that. Just trying to see what else I have that I can mention here. I'm just kind of all over the place, just kind of, you know, throwing out some stuff here, mainly on the Eric Bieniemy hire. Wasn't planning on being here for too long. But overall, yeah, just some quick bullet points. You know, you do have a guy who has coached in the Super Bowl. You have a guy who's coached at the NFL level, at a high level, with guys like Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, as I mentioned, a guy who's going to be able to come in, call plays, call the offense he wants. And you have guys like Ethan Garbers and whatnot who are going to be excited to get the offense going here. And it's just different, right? I think it just goes with it being a new era for UCLA and bringing in some just something different, right? And I think even just from the standpoint of having Eric Bieniemy come in and just kind of be the offensive coordinator and it being different from Chip Kelly, who was the head coach and the offensive coordinator and wanted to call the plays, I think, you know, for as much as what people had said they wish Chip Kelly was this guy who was just the offensive coordinator and not the head coach, that's kind of what you're getting with Eric Bieniemy here, right? As a guy who can just call the plays and just focus on that, right? Obviously, he'll have his hand in recruiting and getting the guys that he'll need for his offense over the next couple years. But I think you have Bieniemy who's coming in from the NFL and it's just going to focus on the offense. And that kind of leaves Deshaun Foster free to go ahead and just kind of be this CEO of the football team, the way he's going to have to be with NIL and recruiting and player management and everything else that comes with being the head coach nowadays of a college football program. So very, very interesting to see how things play out. Again, it is a new era for UCLA and yeah, we'll see how things play out. But I'll be checking in with Josh Woods later this week. We may have a special guest. We may not. That depends to be seen. I wasn't sure entirely what we're going to be talking about this week. There was a number of directions we can go, but obviously I wasn't expecting an offensive coordinator to officially be hired. And I guess he still hasn't officially been hired until maybe sometime Monday. So look out on Monday or Tuesday for that to become official. Maybe we'll talk quite a bit more about the offensive scheme, as I mentioned, about Eric Bieniemy, and we'll maybe get a feel for that. But yeah, I think UCLA fans appear excited on Twitter about what is going on with this hire as soon as that was kind of announced by Pete Thamel and Adam Schefter. So yeah, that's kind of all I got. Just wanted to come on here real quick, say hello, talk a little bit about the hire and kind of some of what I've been able to kind of to gather. And actually, as I am reading this, it looks like April 27th, I'm seeing this pop up on my phone. UCLA is going to be having the spring game at the Rose Bowl again, April 27th. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. That's a whole other note in itself that I'm going to have to get off here and go and write some more about. But yeah, there's some more news on top of some other news earlier today. So we'll have a lot to talk about. We did talk a little bit about that when Deshaun Foster was first hired, our reaction podcast to Deshaun Foster being hired. I did talk to Josh Woods about the spring game being held at the Rose Bowl, I think during his freshman year before that changed under Chip Kelly, if I remember what he said correctly. So make sure you guys go ahead and listen to that, and we'll have more on that. But yeah, things are moving fast here with UCLA football in a good way, just with the Foster kind of making his moves, the guys going in, guys going out on this coaching staff and on this just football staff as a whole. So We'll see. I'm sure I'll pop up with some other podcasts here in the future, just with some special guests we'll have, but also if other things change on this coaching staff. Now you got your coordinators in place. Cody Whitfield is a special teams coordinator. Akaika Malloy is your defensive coordinator. Nothing has changed with those. Now you have Eric Bieniemy as your offensive coordinator. Technically, Deshaun Foster still needs a running backs coach, a tight ends coach, and an inside linebackers coach. And I don't think I'm forgetting anything else. So, yeah, we'll have to figure out those spots. I think, obviously, he had to hit the ground running, as he mentioned in his press conference, Deshaun Foster did, about going to meeting with NIL folks, meeting with the donors, and then, obviously, getting a jump on hiring an offensive coordinator. Now that he's done that, he can fill out the rest of the staff and focus on what's to come as they get ready for the Big Ten here in 2024. With some early games on the schedule, including LSU and Hawaii. So with that being said, my name is James Williams. Thank you guys, as always, for tuning in and checking out the Believe in UCLA Football podcast. Make sure you subscribe and check us out on YouTube. We're also on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever it's called nowadays. Also on Spotify and all the other audio platforms that you guys enjoy. So until then, I'll catch you guys in the next one. Thank you, guys. This is the Believe in UCLA Football podcast presented by Bet Online.